It's a Daily Talk Show episode 291.
What's going on? What's cracking?
It's Tuesday.
It is. It's exciting. I mean, yesterday I was very excited. Today, you know, I'm still riding the high.
For people who, if you've missed any episodes, on Thursday last week, we brought up Tinder and then somehow ended up doing a podcast integration with the girls at Shameless to help Mr. 97 go on his very first date.
Yeah, which he does have today, which is why I'm excited. But I'm also got the nerves too. Like, I feel I'm so invested in this. And we had, down at the cafe, two people that listened to our show said, they looked at one, Mr. 97 was there for one of them, and they said, good luck tonight, mate. And then the other one was like, what's going on? How's it happening? What's happening? And he was keen. So, like, there is investment.
Yeah, there's a lot of buzz. I was walking with Peter Shepherd this morning, and who's been on the show a couple of times, and he was also very excited.
Yeah.
So there's definitely a buzz. We're living vicariously through Mr. 97. Yeah. We've got Mr. 97's on the mic. How are you feeling?
Yeah, good. Bit excited.
Okay.
Yeah.
You were telling us, so you're bringing the dog.
You can hear about that on yesterday's episode, but it is a double date. Two dogs.
Two dogs,
And two humans.
But we were asking what time you're going to be leaving today.
Yeah.
And because we thought you would have to get ready. And what was your response?
I got to clean the dog, got to give her a bit of a shower.
How do you actually clean the dog, just out of curiosity?
Literally just throw her in the shower.
All right.
Just have a shower with the dog and just...
Hang on. Wait, sorry, what?
I think that's pretty normal, maybe.
No, it's not, mate.
No, it is.
You have a shower with the dog.
Yeah.
So you nude.
Yeah.
All right, mate.
No, I think that's pretty I think that's normal.
It's so you it's can't the easiest doing way of it in doing a bath, it. You can't too hard, and then in a sink it's too hard. So it's just easier to just put them in the shower with you.
Just get nude and get in the shower. It's not a child. That's how I have baths with my son. We're nude.
I think that's absolutely fine.
Far out, bro. I mean, I've been a dog owner. I've been a dog owner by proxy. My parents did all the hard work.
Was it actually your dog, technically?
No, but they bought them around the time that I needed them, or they bought the dog a little bit earlier. So, no, not my dog, not my dog.
Did you name the dog?
Nah, I've got a thing that I don't really name pets. I used to have snakes, I used to have rabbits, I used to have lizards. Never had names for any of them. I only realised that this is kind of weird when
psychopathic.
When Amy said to me, my wife, she said, oh, what did you call your snakes? I was like,
snake.
Snake, it was my snake. I didn't give it a name. And maybe that's because I didn't want to get too attached.
Well, I had a joke name for my cat. My cat. M-Y-K-A-T, my cat.
And Conspiracy Jimmy, his cat's name is Baby.
I like that.
It's a blue-eyed, the one, that, the rag dolls. It's a dog. You can pick it up and like it's like a good dog.
Okay.
Which is why I like the cat, because I'm not a cat person.
I would like to have a cat that's like a dog.
Yeah.
But
then just get a dog. But then you'll be nude in the bloody shower washing the dog. That's disgusting, guys. It's not on.
I reckon it's very commonplace. I think you're trying to turn it into something that it's not. I reckon but do you use dog shampoo?
Yeah.
Okay. Does that mean do you use the dog shampoo and then you dry the dog and then you go back in for a second shower?
Yeah, or so you literally put a towel on the floor, dry her. You can just stay in the shower and just dry her and then just send her off.
How big's your bloody shower, mate?
It's pretty impressive.
Well, you've seen it.
Have you?
Have I seen the shower?
Oh. No.
Did you think that it sounded like he said that I...
Yeah.
Okay. The other thing that has come to my attention is... Everyone's really getting behind the Mr. 97 nickname.
Oh, yeah. Well, it is. I mean, it's what we tell people his name is. I love it.
Could you have imagined? So when Mr. 97 first started coming on the show, we said we need to find a nickname for you.
Yeah,
and the options I think were between Mayo and Mr. 97. I think that I'm happy that we went with Mr. 97.
Yeah, same. I'm glad we didn't get Mayo.
No one wants to date a Mayo.
No way. Mr. 97's. And then it's been abbreviated to Sevs.
Yeah.
97's.
Scooter Derek said Sevo. But I was thinking, should we start to – because no one know. A lot of people don't know the origins of the nickname, and in a lot of ways, you don't need to know the origins. There's something nice about it being short.
A lot of people assume that it's your birth year, 97, which is close.
When is your birth year?
99.
Okay. 99.
So what
Michael Jordan's best years.
Was it really?
Yeah, 99.
How do you know that?
Maybe 95. It was in the 90s. Now, yeah.
Well, how do you? What are you going to type in? Michael Jordan's best years.
Michael Jordan's best years. I'm sure it'll come up. Best years 1987. No, yep, way off.
87 to 88. Why did you even throw that out as a fact?
It was when I was into basketball around that time. Oh, that's fine. I used to get basketball cards.
Can we? My brother was very into it.
Yeah. So it was my best years of Michael Jordan on the basketball card. I nearly got it.
So, should we start going forward, calling Mr. 97 Sevs?
Sevs. No, I like Sevs. Whatever comes to mind, say whatever.
But
like,
if we were sort of putting stuff online, if we're...
You need to put... I like the Mr. 97. It's four letters, bro, with a little space in between.
Yeah.
It's fine. Mr. 97, then elaborate, go with what you want.
If we're introducing him to a guest...
This is Mr. 97. We need to lead with what it is because then they can just take it.
Okay.
It's like, sense.
Talking about facts, Mr. 97 got an email this morning in regards to some Wikipedia issues.
Did you?
Yeah. So do you want to bring up, TJ, what's been happening?
Bring it up.
Yeah.
Well, we had Jack Post on the show who was...
Cackling Jack from H&A.
He's trying to get a Wikipedia page and he was struggling. And I thought maybe Mr. 97 could get on the case and get me one.
Because you've had a few notable things happen.
Well, yeah, I never knew how you actually got a Wikipedia page. And it turns out you need links to legitimate websites. It could be news outlets, not the Daily Mail. They don't accept that.
Really?
Well, you said that, Mr. 97, didn't you? They don't accept Daily Mail?
No. You've got to have like some... Yeah, some substantial news outlet reporting on you.
You had a few in regards to the O-Bike where you fished O-Bikes out of the Yarra River.
Yeah, I've had maybe three videos do really well and those three videos have got into the media, got into the newspapers. And so I thought maybe it's going to be an easy one.
97. Have you got the actual...
Yeah, I've got the message.
Can you just read how they describe Tommy? So this was... It's been taken down.
It's been taken down.
Has it been taken down yet or no?
It hasn't been taken down. It's just been...
set up to be taken down.
Yeah, they've left a note saying it could be deleted soon.
Who the...
It's put up to review.
Yeah, who is... what sort of troll is doing that?
Yeah, what troll? So what's happened?
Yeah, so I got a notification this morning.
Yes.
And I clicked on it and a bloke left a comment saying, no real demonstration of notability, struggling to find independent in-depth coverage in reliable sources. Mm-hmm. References provided are either mentions in passing or rely almost exclusively on company-produced material or quotations.
But you're a podcaster, so you think that that's got some credibility?
No, you're just a run-of-the-mill podcaster.
Is that what he said?
Run-of-the-mill podcaster.
And there's a, bro, and there's you get taken down with me.
And there's a possible conflict of interest or paid editing.
Oh, they've looked at fucking... Who is this? What's more creepy is that dude who has time on his hands.
I don't think we paid Mr. 97 directly for that.
Yeah, well, so if you're watching, what's this dude's name? Does it give a name?
You want to call him out? He's not notable enough.
Edward X.
Edward X.
That's his username.
So Edward,
he's been on Wikipedia for 12 years.
Okay.
Let's forget that.
Yeah. So he's
12 years officially a loser.
But I love that final bit. I think that could be the tagline. What's the exact phrase?
About the podcaster?
The podcast?
Run-of-the-mill podcaster.
Run-of-the-mill podcaster. Do you think that's funny?
I love it. I might update my LinkedIn. Run-of-the-mill podcaster.
Mate.
What is that phrase? Let's look at run-of-the-mill. And what is run of... the meal.
Like what it actually...
What does that mean? Where's that from? What's the origins of that? Something or someone that is run of the mill is probably not notable. The phrase run of the mill appears to have originated from early factory quality control and described work that had not been graded and was therefore unlikely to be either exceptionally good or exceptionally bad.
Okay.
It's just run of the mill. Well, we're not exceptionally good. We're not exceptionally bad.
Run of the Mill is a great title of a podcast.
Yeah.
I mean, I do a lot of Googling for domain names.
Yeah, runofthemill.com. See if this is
Oh, out. Definitely it'll be taken. You reckon? I don't normally just do the .com search like that. I'll start on a domain name search just in case I feel like anything could be porn.
That's all right, mate.
But anyway, it's fine.
I've looked up porn. I don't know what
at
how
work?
Bad it could be. Not at work, no.
You were bringing up LinkedIn.
Yes. I've
got an update around my social media retirement.
Mace, can you grab my – Mr. 90 Sevs, can you grab my phone, please?
What do you want to do?
Oh, we'll get there.
So I have been off social media from my personal side since I think about November. I got rid of all my Instagram photos.
Yeah.
I deleted my Facebook, deleted my Twitter, and just set up like a Twitter handle so it's there. But I read the book Deep Work, and I'm just reading Digital Minimalism by Cal Newport as well. It's his follow-up book.
Yes.
And so I wasn't getting joy. I know that's a bit Marie Kondo.
Yeah.
But I wasn't feeling that good about social media, so I decided to get off personally. Mm. The Daily Talk Show Instagram has started to take up a bit of my time.
Well, I'll tell you exactly how much time, because this was my time over the weekend specifically for screen time was 8 hours on Saturday, I think it was.
Well, that is literally Cyclone Shameless.
Yeah. So that's like – and yours – and the reason I bring that – yours was like within the same ballpark. So
– we're spending a lot of time on
– you're truly on social media. But – as the daily talk show, not as yourself.
And so, but one thing that I've started to do is I've opened up LinkedIn again. So I had put into the description, retired from social media, contact me through my website. Mm. And I deleted that and updated a few things.
No, it's good. I think LinkedIn would be a place where people would think you're a wanker for doing that.
For
having it in your title, but still having
it. Well, no, it wasn't on my title. It was in the description. So I sort of buried the lead.
Yeah, no,
I still think it's... It's not.
But it was only like 6 months ago you weren't accepting people who were adding you. The point of LinkedIn is like a business network. Mm. Accept everybody and try and form connections.
Well, I just have a standard. I need to have met them or know what they do.
Which is the counter to networking. You don't have to know somebody to network.
No, but you want
to
know. If it's an SEO guy from India, I probably don't need another one of those friends.
But when you – like I think you're holding it too much weight in the term friends when it comes to the online space. Okay. They're not your friends, bro. They're LinkedIn. I got like 2,000. Jules Lund's got like 30,000, 40,000.
You've got a lot of friends.
But they're not. I went to an event last night. Mm-hmm. Jules Lund was hosting it. And
how many people at the
event? Oh, dude. This was – there's a guy named Mark Boris who started a few companies.
Yellow Brick Road?
Yeah, he still owns that Wizard Home Loans. Mm-hmm. This was back in the day. He was doing like infomercials on breakfast TV.
Really?
And like he said it worked. Monday, Tuesday, he's like, that's the day people make decisions. That's the day people pull the trigger on stuff.
Guess what day it is?
It's Tuesday. What do we,
if you want to review the podcast.
Yep.
Go to your podcast app, it's the Purple app, or through iTunes and just leave us a little review. What do you think of the Daily Talk Show? Maybe you're a new listener.
Yep, and put in Run of the Mill podcast if you want. If you want, that'd be quite funny.
More than it, maybe if you could sort of counter the Run of the Mill.
Okay.
So we could use it as a reference point within Wikipedia.
We've had only 5-star reviews and I'm not encouraging you to do anything less, but... It's only downhill from here.
Well, if you mention, don't mention it.
Anyway, Mark Boris, he was the Trump, not in the sense of the kind of person he is. He was the Trump on the Apprentice Australian version.
Ah, yes.
You're fired. Like he was that guy, but he wasn't like Trump.
But actually, he was the boss on the Apprentice.
He was the boss.
Yeah.
He, if anything, is the silver fox version of Trump.
Yeah, he's a good-looking bloke.
So we were in – it was like an event that had him talking. One of his mentors was Kerry Packer, one of the richest Australian people. He's no longer with us, but his son has taken the throne. Billions and billions of dollars. Anyway, that was his mentor. Mm-hmm. And so there was like 10 lessons he was teaching from what Kerry taught him and what he's experienced growing his business to $500 million. Crazy. But what I love about him is he's like the Australian. He's like the business Steve Irwin.
Really?
Yeah, he's just real sort of like you know, for the man, like a Aussie Peter, bloke.
Peter going after him.
Peter. You'd tackle him. No, he's what? Yeah, he's just like, you could think if you met him out of context that he's not that bright.
Yeah.
Just because it's like Barefoot Investor speaks very straightforward to the point, but that is the beauty in what he does. He gets his message across in a really simple format about complicated shit.
It's like country people or sort of ochre. You can be tricked into, like, think about you go to the, you know, southern parts of America and you can hear people with a twang.
Yeah. You judge them.
They're a bit, maybe a bit slow, but the thing is that they've got five jet planes.
Yeah. Exactly.
It's pretty impressive.
I was about to say Mark Cuban. Mark, what's his name? What is his
Boris.
Name? Yeah. Boris. He is that guy. He's the Aussie dude that has become a success story, but he's super engaging and interesting. So there was like fucking 3,000 people.
3,000?
Dude, there was so many people at this event.
I didn't realize there was that many people.
Yeah. And so it's always dudes like me who get the free tickets that are worth $600. So my brother and I went, and a couple of the girls from Jules's business tribe, we went and we were in this like platinum diamond VIP area. But it is that networking, like as we're walking up, these events create some sort of anxiety in people. For one, they think they probably need to get the most out of it because they paid so much money.
Yeah.
And so they're like overly networking. And so as we're going up this escalator, this guy walks up and says, hey, how are you? He's like, it's so awkward. And he's like, hi, what's your name?
And oh, really?
Yeah, it was just...
Anyone say they knew you from the podcast?
And no one said that.
So annoying.
And I just said, oh, I'm Tommy. And so he introduced to the four of us. And then he's like, oh, so why are you guys here? I was like, oh, I just made a joke. I said, that's my brother. It's Mark Boris. No, I was joking. But I was like, oh, literally all like... I couldn't break it to him that we got free tickets and we're now going to the diamond area with him. So I said, oh, I'm probably here for the same reasons you are.
Just be a bit awkward.
Yeah,
no, it's good I remember like being at an event and just you know, having a chat with someone and then you become like event friends.
Event friends. I think it builds rapport. Travel friends, plane ride friends.
I'm not into plane ride
friends. No, but if you do, it's some kind of like, and you actually kick it off, there is some connection. But definitely event friends, like weekend workshops, you become besties, but we'll never speak to them again. But you feel like you're actually brother and sister.
Yeah.
It's interesting. But yeah, so it was just amazing. There was so many people there. And this one guy that was sitting in front of us, He kept on. He was there with his mum. There was really interesting duos at this event. Like there was this sort of, you know, grey-haired older woman in front with her younger son who had tats all over him, and he almost seemed disinterested half the time. But every now and then he'd just go, Anya. He would say Anya.
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 Is his mum's name?
It was when Mark was like saying something. Was it a bit like getting people?
Did it feel a little bit old school?
It was very old school, but he was young. Anya, like good Anya.
Could you have, because you had to leave work early yesterday to get, because you realised at work that you had the event and you're wearing thongs.
Yes.
Could you have gotten away with just wearing thongs?
Yeah, definitely.
3,000 people, they wouldn't have given a fuck.
It was lots and lots of people. But it was amazing. He's got a podcast. The mentor. Yeah, the mentor. No, yeah. The mentor. It's interesting. He's just an inquisitive dude. And but old school, like the, you know, one of the things he said he did when he owned Wizard years and years ago was every Friday night he'd send an email out to every one of his staff members. And the way that he did – the reason he did it was 6 p.m. on a Friday and he was testing people.
For what?
It's how quickly they would get back to him.
So and also, I don't think that's such a bad culture.
And also how long the response would be. And then what he did was matched that. So the length of the response, the time in terms of how quick it came back against their sort of achievements. And he said the ones that wrote back quickest with the longest email were the most successful within his
bullshit.
Business. I
mean, you've read Jason Fried's book from 37 Signals, which is sort of the polar opposite of that.
Why work doesn't have to be crazy. Yeah. And these dudes have created a business. It's a monster making $100 million a year or something.
But could it make that without the bullshit? Like,
this is the thing. I think his story that he's so sold on. Like, he's telling people, fuck, who's like, who in the audience has, you know, lost, who has insomnia? And they're, you know, he's like, well, good. It's like, he's that old school.
Work harder.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's that old school, which, yeah, I think there is a balance between the two. But it's good reading a book about guys who are saying, do not work more than 40 hours a week.
Yeah.
Turn your phones off at night. Mm-hmm. Shit can wait to the morning.
Yeah.
It's not the end of the world. And then the opposite. And so there has to be some alignment.
Yeah, you've got to be flexing between the two. But I think if you were just consuming that content, you could go down a very dark
It's not sustainable.
Potentially.
Like, anxiety, the stress that it can cause. It's too much.
Yeah.
But it was a good experience. And fucking, I would love to have him on the podcast. Yeah, he was talking about podcasting a lot. And he was just talking about the benefits of it, which we know.
Yeah.
Finding love for young 19-year-olds.
Mr. 97.
It's right up there for our achievements.
What have you – so what's happening? So I've decided that we decided as a team for – we're just going to give random names to the different dates. You were saying date one, date two.
Yeah, yeah.
I wanted to humanize them because they are human beings.
I also said no say, no sue. So if we don't we don't want to be sued. I mean, I've felt the full brunt of the police contacting the radio station saying, you guys need to pull your fucking segment about finding that hot cop. So I get it.
Yeah.
But the where we landed was
Sharon.
Sharon.
So for today's date, we will call her Sharon from now on. And so, 90 Sevs, what are the details in regards to cooking for Sharon? What are you going to bring?
Mm.
What sort of – do you know what sort of cooking, like a kitchen arrangement Sharon has?
No idea about the kitchen arrangement, but there's a supermarket nearby, so
I need to ask.
That's all sorted.
Have you got Sharon's phone number?
No.
Okay. Disappointed.
So it's all coming through Instagram.
Nah, disappointed. Let me just read you. This is a horror story. Yeah. This is why you need to do this. So this Kyle.
Is an email. Yeah, hi, Kyle, at the Daily Talk Show.
Yeah, exactly. Send those through. He works up in Bendigo for a radio station. He said, boys, this is brilliant form from Mr. 97. I thought I'd share with you a similar experience to what Mason's going through. A couple of weeks ago during Valentine's week, I was catch of the day on the radio breakfast radio show up there.
This is very – because the thing is that you and I are always talking about – I say, I just don't want to be too radio.
Yeah.
And then it's like, maybe we could find Mr. 97 a wife and it goes out the window.
It's fun. Anyway, he ended up getting a rose from a girl and so they were chatting on DMs and he said the date was a cracker.
Yeah.
Grilled burgers at One Tree Hill as the sun set at Cross Bendigo. Mm. It was magic. There was even a little bit of a hanky-panky, which I just think he means a kiss.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. A little bit of a kiss. Anyway, regrettably, on the date, I didn't ask for a number. It's now been 2 weeks. I've slid into her DMs in a couple of times to see if she wanted date number two. I've had no response. Shattering. So this is what I mean. Remember how I was saying get onto the cellular phone?
It would be pretty shattering getting no response on a phone call pickup as well.
No, yeah. I'd rather the phone call. You know that it's a hard no.
Yeah, but I think it's a hard no right now. Anyone who is in their 20s.
Yes.
Doesn't respond to your Instagram within 24 hours, it's a hard no.
Yeah, that is a hard no.
Is that fair?
But I also think just get the number.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Take it. Take it to the phone. Just do it. Don't cool. please. Just please. Can you, any other days, just get the number. Like, what if you get there, you're in bloody Coburg texting, trying to DM her.
Yeah.
And her receptions died for the internet.
You're trying to do a bloody search on the white pages from Sharon from Coburg. Do you know how many Sharons there are in Coburg?
You've got to have the phone number so you can call. Yeah. This is all a learning curve for you, son. It's good.
I don't like that we said Coburg. I don't like that we're giving details away, but that's okay.
No say, no sue.
Exactly. it actually, the phone thing reminds me of growing up and speaking to people on the phone to the point of going – I remember Bree and I back in the day when we first were even just friends and would like fall asleep talking to each other on the phone.
So cute. Josh has been with his partner for 11 years.
It's been a long time.
Yeah.
And so we had – but I also even remember the time where before that where you would get I could like listen in – like, you know, you'd have multiple phones in the house so I could listen to my – my brother having conversation. Yeah, Did you ever do that?
Yeah, Mum, get off! She was on the landline. I was on the portable. It's God, times have changed.
I even remember the analog wireless phones. If you turned off the base, so where it connected to,
yeah,
and you turned on the phone, you could pick up other phones.
Really?
In different, like, so you could hear people's call phone.
I mean, you're the guy that's still got the walkie talkies. Can you're moving into your house this week. Yeah. Can you please bring those walkie talkies in?
Yeah, absolutely.
Have one next to your bed. And so if I get in early and you've slept in, I'll just get on.
I would love to get into a real CB radio sort of. Wouldn't it be cool? I mean, we're the show of promises. Have we got that list of – are we building out that list of promises?
Yeah, we do.
But
you want me to add to it. Is that what you're saying?
What would actually be really cool is to broadcast the show from a CB radio as well.
When we have the technology like we do from Rode, what's the point?
Well, I think that it could be fun for the truck driver segment to say listen.
What
to
truck driver segment?
No, as have in we like got the audience. No, as in like for the that audience that they could potentially listen.
Yeah. If no, there is. Like, I was obsessed with getting radios that could tune into the police frequency. We got one. It was like, yeah, but it was always like, it was like we were on the shit channel. Mm. They were just like, oh, this is where everyone listens. So just, you know, do the someone's broken down on the Hume Highway.
Channel 3 is what I would tune into. I would say, radio check, please, radio check.
Yeah.
And if I was in, like, the distance was there, they would say, yeah, you're working, mate.
Yeah. Because you can actually speak to them sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So that was pretty amazing.
You can download apps now of like New York City.
Mean? Oh, yeah.
New York City Police stream or whatever it is. So, but it's always like we don't – I think it's cooler, more fun when you've got the area you understand. There's like a crash down here.
I definitely got into it. TuneIn Radio has a few of them.
Yeah.
And so you could put it on your Sonos or your smart home.
If only we had one for Mr. 97's date strapped to his dog.
So we've got Dr. Jason Fox on tomorrow's show, but we'll still have Mr. 97 talk us through that date. If you do have any advice for Mr. 97 before the date with Sharon in Coburg.
Yes. Send
please
it through.
Yeah, send us an email, hi@thedailytalkshow.com, and we'll pass it on. What ingredients are you actually going to – have you got a list? What are you going to buy?
Meat, beef mince.
Have you worked out – have you asked Sharon if she's okay with meat?
No.
Well, if she's not – I mean, you could have done this by telephone. But
all good, mate. I think you need to ask if there's any dietary requirements.
Yeah.
I would just say lead it. Just
lead the way.
Lead the way.
Make the decisions.
One of our company
celebrate
it is. It is. But celebrate Shaz.
But the thing is that Shaz might have some dietary requirements. We've been on shoots before.
Yeah.
Where someone said, "Oh, I'll bring coffee."
That's and it's like, hard.
Oh, how do we? What's the? Do you want our coffee order or whatever? Like, you don't want to say it because they're leading.
Yeah.
And then they get there and it's like, oh, I've got four lattes. It's just like, it's very traditional to be like, you will drink milk.
That we're cold. That is full on. Like nowadays. So yeah, lead. Do you eat meat? Like just you
yeah,
got
yeah, I'll inquire.
Yeah.
I mean, the one thing that did happen when 97s was talking to Sharon is she heard yesterday's episode.
Mm.
And then I was being a little needy asshole and I said, hey, can you ask her what she thought of the show? And what was the exact – can you look up the exact words of what she said or can you remember?
I want to know your response to then be his gopher.
Oh,
like
how,
what are you thinking when you're like
– oh, okay.
You know, because I would be – you got to think about him asking you to do that makes you look a certain way. So just for future.
What do you mean? Do you think it's too needy?
Yeah, fucking oath. You're very, very needy.
So anyway
– I don't mind it. That's – yeah.
So what did Sharon say?
So she recommended that Amy go check out, get an MRI for her migraines.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And she said it was
Dr.
good.
Dr. Sharon.
Unsolicited advice from Shaz, thank you.
Yeah, no. Well, she listened to the show. That's a 10.
But then what did you... But then...
It was good, but probably won't listen again.
Yeah, we're a run-of-the-mill podcast.
Probably won't listen again. I was actually like... Bree had to calm me down on the way home. Because I was like, you know what? I was like, if you can't be nice... Don't say anything at all.
Well, you asked for it. It's like saying, do you think my idea is good?
There's honesty there. So, I mean, that's good.
Yeah, I thought...
It seemed mean-spirited. Don't you think?
No, it's honest. You can't. This is the thing. If you ask someone for their honest opinion,
yeah, you can't.
You
criticize
have to
their
accept
response,
it, but deal with it.
You could say that she has bad taste, and that's why I'm worried.
But no, well, now you're making it more about her. This says nothing about her other than just she's not into our podcast. This is the thing where, like, our podcast has started getting a lot more listens. What happens when we've got so many fucking listens?
I'll have a breakdown. I'm a baby.
100%. Because what comes with bad, like, the reason I was thinking about the bad reviews. And that it's only down here from now because we've got 5 stars.
You're setting it up.
Is because I've been looking at some other people's podcasts. Yeah.
As soon as you become super popular, you do get that sort of shit.
Yeah, I looked on the Shameless Girls reviews and there's some bad ones. But there is so, so many good ones. So my point with it is you cannot be big without having some people not like what you're doing. Mm. Is that a reflection of who you are or what your show actual quality is? I don't think so. If it was 99% bad and 1% good, there's a difference. But it's not for those girls and they're doing fucking super well.
Yeah.
So brace yourself, Josh.
Yeah, I know.
Baby boy.
I mean, it's the thing. It's the – I think it's – that's why we've gone slowly because we've only just allowed the people who we think would be into it to –
But as Mark Burris said last night, if you've got an idea – running it past your cousin, your auntie, your mum, they're your fucking cheerleaders. Yeah. They're not the ones who
are about my mum.
Yeah.
No, mum's a cheerleader, but she'd be like, bad idea.
But they're not going to give you the, like, maybe they will give you some form of honesty, but they're not going to give you the feedback that you probably need to tell you whether your product actually will work or not, or your podcast is good or not. So we have a bunch of people around us that support us and tell us great stuff, but there will be a time where people are like, you know, it's like old mate Malcolm from Wikipedia.
Malcolm in the middle.
He's not happy.
Yeah.
We're a run of the mill podcast.
Yeah. Well, I did give.
I've really taken it from me being the run of the mill podcaster to
don't associate. No, but I did give 97 a great line back. So she said,
but what does he need a line back for?
Just to sort of, for me, I think.
Well, you actually didn't come up with the first line anyway, so you needed to close it. So I guess it's what was the line?
And so the line that I gave Mr. 97 was, I don't listen either.
You actually said that? Don't ever do what he says again. Do not ever do that shit again.
Do you think that was funny?
Yeah, I thought it was pretty funny.
I asked
but you
Bree,
didn't come
Bree,
up with it.
Bree thought it was funny. It's
you
fine.
Can't fucking do comedy that's not yours. You're a comedian on stage doing someone else's jokes. I'm
a writer in his SNL. No, seriously. Like, I think it's absolutely fine. Okay. All right. Well,
don't do it again.
Tomorrow we'll have an update from how the date goes.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Daily Talk
and
Show.
Good luck in the bath tonight with your dog.
The shower.
The shower.
That's probably the hardest bit of this whole thing is doing all of that sort of. It is full on, isn't it?
Oh, good luck, Mr. 97.
It's a Daily Talk Show. Hi at the dailytalkshow.com. If you want to send us an email, otherwise. We'll see you tomorrow.
See you guys.
Bye.